Right.
After the wedding, they sometimes would come around and ring bells and do...
If you have two names for that, serenade and chivalry.
Okay. Now, which word was more common to you?
More common was serenade. All right. Nowadays.
They're both used, chivalry and serenade. Both used, but now in your, but when, I mean, they would say in around your town now, in your community. In your community, they would rather, they'd be more likely to say we're going to serenade somebody than we're going to chivalry.
Serenade them, okay. More likely.
All right, but they would, you've heard, they used
both. That's right, I've heard both.
Did people in the neighborhood use chivalry too?
To a certain extent.
Okay. And if, say there was a big party in town and the police had to come, and the police came and they arrested everybody. You say they arrested the whole
mob.
Okay. And when music played, people get out on the floor and they would
dance.
All right. And if a child was supposed to go to school but he didn't, you'd say he was supposed to be in school but he didn't.
What did you say?
Laid out.
Well, that's not the old.
That's
all right. He's laid out.
How's that?
He's supposed to be in school, but he's laying out.
Okay. And if a person goes to school in order to get a good
education.
All right. And he gets out of high school, he might go on to
college.
All right. And a person gets out of kindergarten, he goes into
grammar school.
The first year would be called, the first year of school would be called, he's no longer in kindergarten, he's in first. See, what I'm getting at is, would you call it first reader, primary, first class, or first grade?
He's first grade.
Okay, and a child, now when you went to school, you probably sat behind benches. Did you sit at benches? Did you sit at benches with slates? But then later they have
desk.
All right, and each child sits behind a what? Same word.
Desk.
Yeah, and there, say in the room there were 30 or 40.
Yes.
30 or 40 desk in the.
Yeah. Okay. And the place where you check out books is the
library.
And the place where you mail a letter, or where you take mail a package.
Post office, all right.
Okay, and if you're in a strange town, you might spend the night at a
hotel.
All right, and the place you'd see a film is a
theater.
And the place you'd have an operation?
Hospital.
And in that hospital, there are doctors and
nurses.
And you might say, if you were going from here to, say, over there someplace, if you were in a car, you'd have to drive up into the corner and drive around and stay on the street. But if you were walking, you could just take a
shortcut.
Does the word anti-Godwin mean anything to you?
Which?
Anti-Godwin, or anti-Godwin, or anti-Godwin.
That's a new
okay.
Word.
Okay. Or cattywampus.
Cattywampus, I've heard.
What does that mean? How would you use that, or?
Oh, just cut across anyway to get to.
Okay. And in Bristol, they have buses now, I suppose, but they used to have
streetcars.
And if you were on one of those, you might tell the man, I want at the next stop, I want
off at the next stop.
All right. And Rogersville, in relation to Hawkins County, is the
county seat.
Yeah. And if a person worked for the post office, you say he worked for the federal
government.
And the police department is supposed to maintain
law and order.
And the war in 1865 that your said your father was really too young for.